Welcome to Fourth Stream Radio, where we consider concepts to help on your quest to a satisfied mind. And today, Dave and I are talking about cultivating kingdom friendships.
Yeah, Bernadette, it's been a big part of building our kingdom life together. And it's also one of the chapters in my book, Curious Journey, which you can easily find online at fourthstream.com, because story reveals our heart for something greater and points us to eternal life, which I'm pretty excited about.
Well, I just feel like this is a topic that we've been really blessed in. And I don't know, I just feel like God showed us how to do it or made it happen. I never felt like it was something we said, oh, this is what we're going to set out to do. I think at some point we realized we needed to be deliberate, but I don't know that we knew that starting out. We had such a fight between the two of us. And then to add, when we got through that,
yeah,
and then
just to for add us to get
it
along.
On. Yeah. And then to add that on was such a, I don't know, it was such a blessing, I guess.
Well, I think it's like a lot of things that you learn on your journey, they unfold. It's not mm-hmm. like you can decide, oh, well, I'm going to be this kind of a person. I'm going to act this kind of way. I'm going to have this kind of depth. Depth happens as a result of experience.
Right.
And that involves a lot of relationships. But so I agree. I think we have been fortunate. I think part of it has been listening to God, but part of it has been God just being gracious to mm-hmm. us and stepping in. Mm-hmm. And no more than in all the areas of our life than with our friendships, because we really enjoy some great kingdom friends.
We do have some good laughing times, too.
One of the principles, I think, that has been helpful to us and kind of guided us in our relationships is found in Ecclesiastes 4. And I love this because it's not just talking about friendships, although these are the tenets of what make a good friendship. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. For if either of them falls, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls when there's not another to lift him up. Furthermore, if two lie down together, they keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? And if one can overpower him who is alone, two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart.
So the question is, how do we build those kinds of relationships? How do you build a strand of three?
Well, and I think the transcendent principle there is that, you know, like for a marriage, mm-hmm. you know, you and I did have a lot of things to work out, mainly because you were so independent.
True.
But as we figured that out between the two of us, we realized that the third strand was God.
Mm-hmm.
And by including God as our strength, and I can remember our vows. I remember, you know, they tell you to say that, you know, and you're sincere about it when that happens. But
till you get to know each other.
Well, yeah, it's a little trickier than.
I didn't know what being mad was till I got married. I say that jokingly, but really, you know, until we could kind of get through that and realize that the fighting needed to happen on the outside of our marriage, that it was us against kind of what was going on in the world, not us against each other. Until we got to that point, we couldn't really work on the two and three part of the strand.
Well, and I think that's exactly what, it doesn't just happen in marriage, it happens in mm-hmm. all of our relationships. So when we forge a twofold relationship, whatever that partnership might be, it might have something to do with work, it might be in the neighborhood, it might be in the family, wherever. Those twofold relationships give you strength that you don't have. So if you look at life as a series of twofold relationships, and how much better when you find three, well, that's a way of looking at life, and it's a total way of looking at relationships.
Mm-hmm. And one of the ways that it's important, or one of the important aspects of it, are the words that we say to one another.
Oh, yeah. The words we speak are incredibly powerful. We either carry words of life mm-hmm. or words of death. I didn't understand this until I got into my 20s. And then as I had children, then it started making more sense mm-hmm. to me. Words of life spur others on to something greater. Words of death discourage, stop people in their tracks. They fuel insecurity. You guys know what I'm talking about because you've experienced it, you know, in your upbringing or with other people.
Well, and the discouraging words last so long. They hang with you for so long.
I look back at my school experience and I think, you know, the one harsh comment that was critical you know, you would weigh it off against 10 or 20 yes. or 30 positive comments. And it's mm-hmm. not like you got that many of those. So, you know, those things really impact us. So words of death discourage. They stop people in their tracks. They fuel insecurity and hopelessness. Kingdom spirituality teaches people to become strong in giving words of life. Mm-hmm. And words of life, that is something that you just don't come naturally by that. You
no.
learn how to do that.
It's true. You and I had something going on in our lives recently. Excuse me. And I remember telling a friend that as we were going through it, there was a difficult hour or two in it, and how we found out later that both of us were sort of asking God, are our motives pure in this? Are we? We're just not sure. That it all felt so shaky. And she came back with, God loves that you check your heart with God and ask him if your motives are pure. And you know, I just needed to hear that. I knew it was true, but it's important to say the words, not just think them.
Well, and I think when it comes to our children, I learned so many lessons about that, the carrying words of life. And, mm-hmm. you know, there are books about people's love languages and, you know, raising boys and raising girls and all the different nuances of those things. And when you look through the midst of all of that, it's more like a, kind of a recipe. If you want to have kingdom relationships, you got to care enough about the other person, whoever that person is, mm-hmm. to really consider the recipe in the relationship of what you supply. And that's a big part of a kingdom friendship, because if you wait your whole life for that to come to you first, you're going to live, just not as full and rich of a life
yeah.
relationally.
And I think just the nature of life and what Satan would do to us is keep us from forging good interpersonal relationships.
Well, you know, we were designed to thrive in relationships. That's one of the main stories of the Bible. We have a relationship with God. It wasn't good for the man to be alone. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he created Eve so that they could have that partnership relationship. And we were designed to thrive in relationships, but interpersonal isolation is more common in the world in which we live. I don't know how you feel about that listening right now, but I think even though we're so much more connected, you know, from a tech perspective, I'm not sure if we aren't succumbing maybe to some new kinds of isolationism.
Yeah, and I believe that you really need to be deliberate and purposeful. I think, first of all, you have to decide, do I care? Do I think this kind of friendship is crucial, or do I think it's minor, or do I trivialize it? And then if I do think it's important, what decisions does this affect? You know, does it affect whether I get to keep together with people once a week or once a month? Somehow you have to get it on your calendar. And I just don't think that's easy to do. So it's easier to get on Facebook or to just yeah. sort of interact by texting. But, you know, to sit face to face with somebody is really important.
I can't tell you how many times in my life we've planned something, because we're people.
Mm-hmm.
At 5 o'clock, getting done with work, thinking I got to do something at 6 or 6:30, I sit there and go, you know, why did I plan that? But what I find is that in those intentional commitments that I make, God meets me there. And mm-hmm. I so many times I have been energized and picked up by relationships and fueled by them rather than seeing them as a drain on my time or my energy.
Yeah. And even if they're not energizing in the moment, as that relationship actually becomes important, you realize all those times that weren't necessarily energizing in the moment are so worth it later on when you need comfort or, you know, just help or encouragement.
Well, and being connected with people when the storms of life mm-hmm. happen. Now, I just think about how our friends, our kingdom friends, have gathered around us and how we've gathered around them in the midst of the storm of our lives. And that's just been a huge mm-hmm. deal to us.
We have friends that are also just absolutely hysterical. They just help us to consider other friends. They're just good at bringing people into our group of
now,
friends.
When you say hysterical, are you talking about the funny part, the laughing, or what are you referring
yeah,
to?
Yeah, some people are just so gregarious and they draw people in because they bring in good laughter. Kind of the noisy friends that are real colorful, and then you have the quieter friends that draw in just as much, that draw new people in or draw people into conversations draw people out of themselves. They just do it in different ways. Some people are sort of noisy and colorful. Others are colorful and quiet.
Well, I think if the kingdom is going to grow in our lives, we need to invest significant time with people who share our values. And mm-hmm. I think that's a big deal. We have to choose the people that we spend time with wisely and not just fall into relationships because they're expected of us or we feel like we're kind of need to do it. We include those who, and we need to include those who haven't embraced the kingdom yet. Now, it isn't just people who have the exact same beliefs that we do. I'm talking about values mm-hmm. because values at the core of who we are as people has a lot to do with the kind of in-depth friendships that I'm talking about here.
Mm-hmm. So when you think about someone being devoted, you have people who are pretty devoted in your life. You have a friend that you feel like is really devoted. Tell me about what you love about that or what he's like.
I think reciprocation in relationships is a big deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, you talked about it one day about playing catch, in a conversation. Well, yeah. Playing catch in a relationship is important. And so, I don't mind initiating and it's good to initiate. But when you realize that somebody is responding and initiating themselves back with you, well, that's a huge deal. And when I look at my friendships, they're all at different levels of that. I mean, I'm pretty high initiator, but when I get that response from people or that initiation back toward me, that makes me feel special. That makes me feel like I'm important too in the mm-hmm. relationship.
Yeah. And along with that, I love it when you have friends that come alongside because it reminds me, it feels so good when they do that, when they just come alongside, that feels so good. And it makes me want to pass that on. Makes me want to, I don't know, if somebody has something exciting going on in their lives or something tough going on in their lives, you just want to sort of come alongside and
rejoice
either enjoy
it. Yeah. Rejoice and weep with those who weep.
Yeah.
I'd like to read a quote as we're kind of coming to the end of our time here. This is out of Curious Journey, which you can find at forestream.com. There have been so many stories which have come to mind as I've written Curious Journey and put together forestream.com. These are just a few of the people who have shaped our souls. There are many others, and each of your gifts has touched us in deep ways. From you and many others like you, we have learned the basics of giving and receiving words of life. And I place a high value on that. Mm-hmm. And there are so many, our teachings in all of the letters that talk about the one another's. And mm-hmm. I'm looking at a list of them now, realizing there's no way we will have the time to talk about them.
There's no way, but I want to talk about one or two of them. And one of them is just that our lives with one another, it's important that loyalty is kind of important to us, but higher than loyalty to us is that our friends who are believers have a loyalty to the King above a loyalty to us.
Yes, absolutely.
Because that means their loyalty to us is going to be honest. And we need honest friends. We want someone to be loyal, but not blindly loyal. Not let us, all go into a ditch together.
I certainly can't be a perfect friend, and I don't expect to have perfect friends. But it's the idea that if you're straightforward and honest of heart with one another and really do have each other's best interests in mind, well, a lot of other things can be worked around.
Do I have time to hit one more fast?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, one of them is being kind to one another. And we have friends that have shown us so much mercy. So kind of going along with this loyalty, but not blind loyalty. They've been so merciful to us when we have made mistakes and when we have really
screwed up.
Really done things that could have hurt our relationships had they chosen to let them do that. It's one thing to show mercy to someone else, but man, the kindness of God when someone has shown us deep mercy when we've been deeply wrong, I can't live without that.
Forestream.com is a collection of resources to help you and those you know experience the freedom of a kingdom life. If you'd like to listen to today's program in its entirety, go to forestream.com and click the radio button. I'm just going to quickly go through this. Our life with one another, consider one another, building up one another, be devoted to one another, accept one another, comfort one another, and that's just the half of it. Check them out. You can go through your concordance or do your mm-hmm. Bible program and you'll find them there.
Together, we are finding hope at forthstream.com.